Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 153 of my 123 Cents, the podcast. I got to apologize because I had a great idea. I went out to the Big Money Monster Brew Fest in Murfreesboro, Illinois over the weekend. I didn't have a guest lined up, so as I was out there and I thought, you know what, I'm going to just talk to some wrestling fans and try to tie in wrestling and beer. And then I had a great idea after probably drink number three or four that I would, and these are small little sample drinks, I'm not like getting sloshed, but I was like, I could take some of these beer company names or the names of the beer and tie them in with a wrestler. And my buddy Tom, who calls me like an encyclopedia of wrestling, I appreciate it. I am not. I do know a lot of things, but I there are a lot of fans out there who would kick my ass if it came down to it in a competition. But anyway, Tom then started picking the beers for me. Then I would have to come up with a wrestling wrestler or a wrestling theme with that beer. And I was on my phone and I was recording it through voice memos. And for some reason, maybe it's because I did have too much to drink, about half of them did not record all the way through. I got about the first 10 seconds of them and then they go out. So I'm going to apologize now to Sam and Josh, who are two wrestling super fans. They are fans of My 123 Cents. They have their Facebook page, My 1234 Cents. They give me all kinds of hell on social media. But I've met them in person, face to face a couple of times now. I feel like, they're cool guys, and I feel like, you know, we're cool now. But Sam and Josh, I apologize. I got about 10 seconds of the clip that I was introducing you guys, and then it went dead. So I had four or five of them that ended like that. Guys, continue to listen, though, because it was a good day. It was fun. I'm glad that we got to see each other out there again this year. And Sam, I'm glad that you and your lovely wife were able to make it out there as well. But it was a good time, a lot of fun. There were a few, as I said, that got cut off that I will but name those after I do the bulk of these other ones that you'll hear on tape from over the weekend. Of course, if you are listening to this Monday morning as the show drops, Sunday was the TLC event. Some big changes made going into that. We'll talk more about that on Facebook and Twitter throughout the week. And at my123cents.com, you can check that out. Chad actually has a pretty good blog up that would still be somewhat relevant, I suppose, if you went back and read that as far as the illogical moves behind that. Also, over the weekend was the Cape Championship Wrestling. It was the Hardcore Halloween event. The Monster Abyss was there. I have not looked at any results or spoilers. Not really spoilers, but I have not looked at any of the results from that show. I do encourage you to check out my friends at Podzilla 1985. They were there. They will have a full review up on the Cape Championship Wrestling CCW Live on Facebook. They do that on Wednesday nights. Then they record their podcast, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It then drops on Thursday, or I guess late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. I always listen Thursday morning on my way to work. So yeah, you can check that out and get the very latest on Cape Championship Wrestling. Of course, Stride Pro Wrestling coming back November 4th, and looking forward to that. So a couple matches already announced. JD Wilk takes on Farmer Billy Hills. Jay Spade gets his championship match, best 2 out of 3s, against Roger Mathis, who is the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And the tag team titles are on the line as the DR Party, Dexter Roswell and Brian Richards, take on the tag team of Maximum Overdrive. They are the tag team champions. And Jay Wellington Beauregard in a dilly of a pickle. We'll see what he ends up doing. He seems to have favored the DR Party, but we'll have to wait and see because he's got the champions as well, technically still under his employ, or at least as of right now. So we're going to take a pause here, go over to the Big Muddy Monster Brew Fest live on location, or live to tape on location, and I'll review some beers. I'll come back on the flip side and do a few more, and we'll talk again in just a moment.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
time for my 1-2-3 Cents of a Podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, this is episode 153 of my 1-2-3 Cents the Podcast. I am actually on location at the Big Muddy Monster Brew Festival. It is an event in Murfreesboro, Illinois. Basically, there is beer everywhere, and I thought I'd be a little different with this week's episode and kind of take the show on the road and try a variety of beers. And I'm doing ones, or at least the intent is to try beers that kind of have a wrestling theme or a wrestling twist to it. For example, the first beer I'm going to try is called Dead Guy. So, of course, I'm going to dedicate that to The Undertaker as I sample this. So, it is, again, a great day. It is Murfreesboro, Illinois, Big Muddy Monster Brew Fest, but I'm going to try Dead Guy here by Rogue Brewing Company. Good stuff. Excuse the cough, but yeah, my friends are here with me as well, Jason and Tom. Jason, you tried the Dead Guy also. What did you think of it?
Liked it. It was good. It was a nice finish. Wasn't super, super light, so it wasn't really, really hoppy either. So yeah, it was kind of in between.
I agree. There's not the hops to it. Tom, you haven't tried Dead Guy yet, though, have you?
I've had Dead Guy before. That's the one I recommended, so that's why I didn't drink that one here
okay.
today. It's a smooth. It's a staple from the brewery, and it's one of those that, one, it's very popular. It's got a great name. But it has an amazing finish on it, and I like it. It's one of my favorites, but again, I'm out here trying to find stuff that I've not had.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is a wrestling-themed podcast, so like I said, I'm going to try different beers that remind me of different wrestlers. Okay, I am now at the White Rooster tent, and of course, got to think of the Red Rooster, Terry Taylor, of course, as I try this. I walk by and said, I've got to stop by this. So I'm trying the Tart Cherry, which, you know, you could go back to mid-2000s WWE, and of course, Cherry was a valet for Deuce and Domino as they wrestled, but I'm going to try this and see, and you'll hear a pause here, and it'll be me trying the beer, but Tom actually tried some of this White Cherry as well, or I'm sorry, tried the White Rooster.
Beer de Garde.
The Beer de Garde. What did you think of the White Rooster?
The White Rooster Beer de Garde is actually amazing. It's got a great finish. It is a Belgian, and it's actually a style. The Beer de Garde is not a name. It's a style of beer, which I wasn't aware of, so it's really good. Nice malt mix. It's good. How's yours?
You know, I'm trying the Tart Cherry, and I don't remember the actual name of it. It's not bad. It has that sourness to it that I do actually like, so I would definitely I would try it again for sure. But, you know, we are, again, at the Big Muddy Monster Brew Fest and trying all kinds of beers, so we'll see what else they have in store for us throughout the day. Okay, so we're trying the Blonde Bombshell, and of course, when I think of blonde bombshells in wrestling, there are a lot.
I think of you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. I'm not blonde, though.
I know, but I don't know, for whatever reason, after drinking all the beers we have, I think of you.
I think of Tori Wilson, who is one of the most beautiful women in the world, and definitely...
Other than
my wife and your wife, of course, but yes, my wife doesn't listen to this, so it's okay.
My wife anyway, doesn't either.
Yeah, Tori Wilson is my blonde bombshell involved in the world of professional wrestling, or Missy Hyatt from the early days back in the 80s. I could sit here and go on forever, but this is a coffee flavor to it, and it's by Minglewood in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which isn't far from, and I know folks in Cape Girardeau listen to this show, so what do you think of the blonde bombshell?
It is a nice finish. Obviously, it's a light, so we're used to the coffee being a dark or a porter or a stout. This is a light. It's a blonde ale. It is really smooth. It finishes, you have that hint of chocolate, but it finishes with the coffee, and then you taste a little bit more of the coffee right at the end again. So as it's finishing off, you get a little bit more of the flavor of the coffee. So if you like coffee flavors or the chocolates and you want a light one, this one's a good one. So the alcoholic content's going to be a little bit lower than this on this one, so you can drink more of this and enjoy it.
Now, have you seen a lighter coffee stout? This is the first time I've seen one like this.
Yeah, so Schlafly has one that I actually really like. It's a coffee stout. It's a bean, vanilla, very light. I could drink that one all day long. And it's cool because that's the first one I have, because if you typically have that chocolate or the coffee, it is a dark, which means you can't drink it, and you only want maybe one or two. This is like one of those light beers that you could drink over and over through the summertime. Yeah. So this one is a great summer beer if you still like that flavor.
I agree, and my initial review on Snapchat, because we're also reviewing on Snapchat today, was not favorable. And I wouldn't say not favorable, but the first impression was, okay, it's there. I don't know that I drink this again. But as I drink more of it, it is not a bad beer at all. And I would definitely try the Blonde Bombshell. And I guess you could also go Bombshell with wrestling and think of Adam Bomb, of course, from the mid-90s. One of those crazy gimmicks from back then. But I'm going to give this a thumbs up and definitely try it again when we head to Cape Girardeau maybe sometime.
I give it a drink it.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the Craft Beerkins rating, I give it a drink it.
Absolutely. Again, check out Craft Beerkins and be sure to like that on Facebook as well as My 123 Cents as we continue our tour of the Big Muddy Monster Brew Fest. Hey, we are outside of the 402 Main Street Brewing Company.
4204.
What did I say?
402.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, I just cussed, too. It's my podcast. I can
do
whatever
you want.
Right? Yes, absolutely. Anyway, I am trying the Peachy Boss, which obviously Sasha Banks is the boss of WWE, so I got to go with her, dedicate this to the boss as she gets ready to try to win the Women's Championship back. But also I think of the Big Boss Man, but I think of the Big Boss Man when I think of the off-duty lager, which you had, and you've actually struck up a conversation with the folks here. Is that right?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Okay, guys, so yes, as I'm now sitting here on Sunday morning drinking my coffee, contemplating the choices and decisions I made Saturday. Anyway, this was a good idea, I thought, and then kind of fell apart on me. But I also have a couple of other ideas in the works as far as for beer drinkers and wrestling fans, tying them together as well. So stay tuned for that. I'll hopefully in the next couple of months have a big announcement in regards to that. But there were a couple of other challenges that Tom put me up to. One of them was the Brewing Company. And of course, they had a pale ale. Of course, I went with the Pirate Paul Burchill for obvious reasons. Could have gone also, I suppose, with, I can't remember what he wrestled as, but was it Jean-Pierre Lafitte in the mid-90s? Was one of the Quebecers, had a patch on his eye. Apparently, that was a legitimate patch, too. Revolution out of Chicago has a beer called Fist City. So I went with the Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin. Of course, it was 30 years ago. I can't believe this. 30 years ago, this month, I believe, might have been September of 1987, where he beat Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. A huge surprise. I did not see that one coming. Flair, of course, regained the championship a little later at Starrcade 87 inside that steel cage match. But yeah, Ronnie Garvin, an unsuspecting world heavyweight champion, but I thought of him with Fist City. Of course, the city part, you could also say Suplex City and come up with Brock Lesnar, but I emphasized or focused on the fist. Of course, modern-day wrestling fans might go with the Big Show and his knockout punch as well. Last one on that is the Old Bakery Beer Company. They are based out of Alton, Illinois, and they actually have some pretty good brews. I had a chance to have some at Dewey's Pizza in Edwardsville, Illinois, if you're ever on the road and can check that out. But they had a North End Indian Pale Ale. India, of course, I had to do tribute to our current WWE heavyweight champion. Jinder Mahal. Man, I was drawing a blank there for a second. And Tom, as I said, Jinder Mahal, and kind of explained why he's the WWE champion, they're going into the Indian market. And I'm not discounting or taking anything away from Jinder's skills, but he also is a very unlikely heavyweight champion. A year ago, I don't think anybody would have thought Jinder Mahal would be going into Survivor Series, not only as WWE heavyweight champion, but challenging Brock Lesnar, who is the WWE Universal Champion. So, an unlikely champion, no disrespect intended to him by any means, but those were a few of the extras that I wanted to get on this week's show. And I may do this again, but do it in a setting where I can actually record and know and still see that I'm recording, because the way I was holding the phone up so everybody could talk into it, the light, the sunlight, whatever, sunglasses, the beer, it was a mess, and I apologize for that. But this was a shorter, sweeter episode and a little more fun. I do want to throw out a couple more plugs for some of my other podcasting friends out there, and that is the Skullbusters, Jason and Tom Skull. They are brothers. They have a great show. They're also Tom Skull is also the founder of Tom and Jim's Top 5. I love that show as well. That actually inspired Chad and I to do our Sixth Sense once a month podcast, which we'll have to come up with a topic for that here in the near future as well. But check out the Skullbusters. Also, I mentioned it earlier at the beginning of the show, Podzilla 1985. And then, of course, the fine programming here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Chad has Positive Cynicism, which drops usually on Tuesdays. He's not told me what the next topic is going to be, so I'll be curious to listen to that one and find out what he's going to be talking about. Greg Mahochko, the founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, has two shows, Nerds United, as well as the Five Hearts podcast that is dedicated to Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. So be sure, again, to check out all of these shows. Check out their Facebook pages. Like them. Send them comments. Let them know what you think. Rate and review on iTunes as well, because those ratings do matter. They do go somewhere. Whether you love it and give it 5 stars, or you hate it and give it 1 star, give it a review and let us know what you're thinking about Jittery Monkey, about My 1-2-3 Cents, Podzilla 1985, Positive Cynicism, Nerds United, and of course Skull Brothers or Skull Busters. The Skull Brothers do that show. So again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.